Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It's our Friday program, and our lineup this morning includes Extension, Riley County Extension. We'll talk Riley County Senior Center, and the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter are going to join us here a little bit later on as well. We start things off, though, with Extension, and Director Gary Fike joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Brandon. I usually like to come down there, but I wasn't able to today, so I'm happy to join you by phone.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know things come up sometimes. It's all good. We appreciate you joining us regardless, because you've got some big things coming up starting next week.
Yeah, next week it's going to be kind of fun. We're going to go back to our rural revitalization conference that we didn't hold in 2021 because of the pandemic. And you know, the one we did in 2020 at Leonardville was just right before kind of things broke loose. And had we scheduled that 2 or 3 weeks later than we did, we probably wouldn't have ended up holding it. So we had 1 year skip, but we're back this year, and I think we got a pretty good program lined up.
Yeah, and this is rotating. So last time it was in Leonardville. This time it's in Riley at the Fairview Church, and that's probably pretty easy to find in Riley.
Yeah, well, it's just north of Riley, actually, across the street or catty corner from Riley County High School. It's out in the country a little bit, but the address is on the information we've got, so everybody's got smartphones and can plug that in. And most of the locals kind of know where that is, but it's a good location. It's a nice facility. We're going to have one of the speakers in the afternoon, Aaron Gooch at the Farmhouse Restaurant, is going to be catering the noon meal, so it's kind of a really, really neat gathering, and the food will be excellent, I know, and we're going to have cinnamon rolls there in the morning, so it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a long day. We're going to start about 9:30 with registration. We ask people to RSVP, and please do, so that we know that you're coming. We've got enough food on hand, but we'll kick the program off about 10 o'clock in the morning, go through the noon hour with lunch, and then we'll wrap up about 3:30 in the afternoon.
All right, and you got some good speakers lined up this year?
Oh, we've got a super lineup, I think. We've got Carl Klein, who was here a couple of years ago from the Small Business Development Center out of Washburn University in Topeka. He's outstanding. He's going to talk about, you know, starting a small business, developing a business plan. And then we've also got a couple of folks from the USDA Rural Development Office that will be talking about grant and loan programs for small rural businesses. And then Trish Purdon is with the Governor's Office on Rural Prosperity. She's going to be talking about what, you know, Governor Kelly's plan for Kansas is, and talking about various programs that they've got available. So we're going to kind of have those informational speakers in the morning. And then after we lunch, we are going to have Aaron Gooch, again from the Farmhouse Restaurant, being a successful entrepreneur. And then there's Stacy Wirtz, who has Frontage 109 in Leonardville, and she was the location in 2020. And she's going to be one of the speakers. And then we have Ron Wilson from Lazy T Ranch. A lot of people are very familiar with Ron. And then also, to wrap up, we have Craig and Amy Good from Olsburg. And Craig and Amy used to raise registered Angus cattle and had a sale. And then they also had a swine operation. And they sell specialized, high-quality, high-end pork to restaurants all over the country. And so we've got a really good mix of people that will span really a whole range of different kinds of businesses that small rural businesses can be successful in any location. And I think it's going to be a really good program.
Yeah, sounds like it. And anybody can come, I believe. Isn't that right? Is registration closed for this?
Yeah, no, it's actually, so here's the deal. Today is the last day to register, but I will probably extend that through Monday just because I know sometimes Friday deadlines catch people off guard, and Monday is a holiday, and we won't be open that day, but I'll check messages, and so call if you want to call and register, call the office on Monday and leave a message, and we'll catch up with it Tuesday. So if they do that, I'd appreciate it. But there is a registration fee of $20 that will cover lunch, refreshments, and then we're going to have some door prizes as well for those attending. And the Riley State Bank has been a super, super good partner. They're helping sponsor it, too, to help offset some of the costs. So we appreciate them as well.
All right. Good opportunity here to learn a little bit more about small rural businesses here. And I know that's a big passion of yours, Gary.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that survivability in some of these rural areas is, you know, we have to be viable. I've often said Riley County is extremely fortunate because we do have Manhattan for Riley, Kansas State, so there's a lot of people can live in rural areas and drive a relatively short distance to get to work. But I hope this to be kind of a model, too, for other counties and other commission districts, because there's a lot of big areas out in western Kansas that I think with mail order and online purchases and other things, you know, where they're not as close to a big population center, that they can do some things too that will allow them to stay where they love to live.
By the way, I might just ask the committee. I know that was formed here recently. The Economic Development Rural. I can't remember the name of it. You might have to help me out here.
Yeah, Riley County Rural Economic Development Committee has been formed. The commissioners have appointed all the members. I just contacted them the last few days here to try to get together for a meeting sometime, probably in March. To talk about, you know, what we want to do and how we want to move forward, and most of all, just to kind of get acquainted with one another, and I'm really looking forward to that. So that thing's getting kicked off, and hopefully we'll be able to share some more stuff with you here in a couple months.
Cool. Looking forward to that. That's another great opportunity. You have some other things going on right now, including it's tax time.
Yes, and we are really, really busy down at the tax center at the library. Again, I'd like to thank Manhattan Public Library for being the host site, for providing equipment and space for us. We have 11 volunteers this year preparing taxes. We've done, as of last night, when we closed our doors last night for the week, I think we've successfully filed about 260 electronic returns. And the refunds have amounted so far to about $650,000 for our clients. So we're helping out a lot of folks. Average adjusted gross income, of course, this is for moderate to low-income clients, and our average adjusted gross income is about $26,000. But we take people with household incomes of $72,000 or less. So if anybody's wanting to get their taxes done for free, if they're in that income group, you can make an appointment with us by calling the extension office at 785-537-6350. We actually have a tax line, but my memory doesn't serve me on that number, and leave a message too, and we'll get you booked. Or you can go online and actually go to our website at riley.k-state.edu, and you can book your own appointment online through BookingBug. They're 45-minute appointments. I'd ask people, if you make an appointment, please to keep it or let us know if you don't come. We've had a number of no-shows here lately, and so, you know, we got volunteers' time, and I would ask people to respect that time, and since we're doing it for free.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's at the Manhattan Public Library, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, we're back in the technology room at the very west end, so just come in either through... Well, it's easiest to come in on the south door, kind of at the southeast entrance, and then just take a left around. They're doing a remodel of their front desk there, which I'm looking forward to see what that'll look like when it's all done. But anyway, you go left past that, clear back to the computer room, what used to be the public computer room, and we're back there.
Okay, good deal. Again, we're speaking with Gary Fike here, Riley County Extension Director. Is there anything else, Gary, that you got for us this morning?
Well, I tell you, I think that's most of it. We're going to be pretty busy with some of those things. We will be opening the tax center through it the 15th of April. You know, Greg McClure's had a lot of ag programs going on. Greg Eystone's been doing a tremendous number of horticulture programs. Megan, same way with families programs and 4-H. We had 4-H showcase last weekend. And John Jove is working on the Citizenship Washington focus trip for 4-H'ers. So there's a lot of stuff going on down there right now.
Are you going to make it out to the rodeo this weekend?
I'm going tomorrow night. I just bought my ticket.
Awesome.
I'll be there tomorrow night. So I'm planning to go.
All right. Well, you have to let me know. I'm going to be out of town this weekend. You'll have to let me know how that was. So.
All right. We'll do that.
All right. Gary, it's always good to talk to you here, and we'll look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.